KBFT presents a series about the Lake Vermilion Boarding School, stories of survival and resilience, produced by the Net Lake Radio Project.
I'm Linda Lagarde Grover, and I live here in Duluth, in Onagamasing, that's Duluth, and I teach in the American Indian Studies Department at the University of Minnesota, Duluth here.
Linda's interest in Lake Vermilion Boarding School goes beyond her work and writing about Boys Fort history. Her grandparents met there. Other family members also attended the school, and she collected many stories from people who either went or worked there. In her research about boarding schools all over the country, she found that many families turned over their children because they simply had no choice.
In fact, you're going to have to save your children because schooling is now compulsory, and it's 1884 or whatever year that was, and so you're going to have to save them anyway. You can save us all a lot of trouble if you just turn them over.
For this reason, Lagarde Grover says boarding schools created generations of trauma. The idea that a child could be quote-unquote saved was heartbreaking for mothers and families who often had no means of supporting or caring for their children.
If we were in the same circumstances right now, I think that people would feel that they would know that there really weren't any other options. You can give them to us or we'll take them. Do you want to cause your children further trauma by having us rip them away from you? What is the best thing for your children? I mean, we're very sentimental about our children. And our child rearing, our traditional child rearing, I think is still with us today. I know it's still with us today. We're sentimental because of the absence of children in so many of our communities. Isn't that be weird? So strange to live in a community where children were a scarcity or an absence. We have this appreciation of children and a great love, and sometimes I think we're even a little indulgent of our children, and we love them so much. And I think as a parent myself, like in the 80s and 90s, I didn't want to burden my children with letting them know how great a responsibility that they had to live and to continue and to just exist. And I think that might have been how it was when I was a child too, with people in my parents' and grandparents' generation, that we have such a stake in our children as our future, as a people. They are going to have that tremendous responsibility of taking care of new life that they bring into the world. And so we have great hope with them every time. My cousin Bob wrote a poem some years ago about every Indian child that is born, every Indian child that is wrapped in a blanket, that the holding of that child and that child being in that blanket its existence is our future. And it's just one of these very small, very powerful poems about that every time. And he's speaking, literally but also metaphorically about wrapping a child in a blanket. He means in the blanket of all that we are, I think. But you can picture, I don't know, when I read it, I picture a baby being wrapped in a tiny Pendleton blanket. Because I think that's such a... it is a great image, but I think of that as the blanket of being all of us. And he's speaking of us as a, collectively too, as a people. There is a feeling of being a part of something that is much larger than yourself. And it is so basic to traditional Indian child rearing that I think we never even speak of it. We just know this as one of the foundations of living.
Lake Vermilion Boarding School, Stories of Survival and Resilience, was produced by the Net Lake Radio Project and made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.